Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Give your faith wings. Explore life with 657 AM.
It is exactly 10 o'clock. A very warm welcome. This is Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Welcome to the Thursday edition, Intimate Moments on Radio Pulpit. We are at 657 AM. www.radiopulpit.co.za. My name is Thompson Mashakeni, and thank you for joining us tonight. Great songs of worship, as always. You know that when it is Thursday like this, we just warm you up with songs of worship. Because when the praises of the saints, the children of the Most High, who are loved and washed by the blood, people who have got peace with the Lord, you know, their praises goes up to the Lord and they end up having breakthrough. And I suppose you know that the inner peace that God gave us is the tranquility that cannot be taken by anybody else. That is the peace that we are enjoying in Christ Jesus. That's why the Bible says, my family, Jesus is the Prince of Peace. Romans chapter 5, verse number 1 says, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Meaning that peace in everything, shalom in everything, nothing missing, nothing broken. Talking about songs of worship, let me just kick start the program tonight. You're gonna love this one by Victor Thompson. Why I'm Kelanji tonight? It is Morosa Seka Loko Ago. Dependable, dependable God.
Tune in to God's Grace. Radiopulpit.co.za.
At Radio Pulpit, we are dedicated to delivering content that inspires and uplifts, guided by faith and truth. Our commitment is to provide quality programming for our community. We are here to serve with content that speaks to the heart, sharing messages of hope and love every day. If you believe we haven't followed the broadcasting code, you can contact the Broadcasting Complaints Commission of South Africa. Visit www.bccsa.co.za or call 011-326-3130 for more information. Thank you for listening to Radio Pulpit, your trusted voice in faith and community.
Your daily spiritual nourishment. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
What a way to start the program. Dependable, dependable God by Victor Thompson on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Well, you know that when it is Thursday like this, we bring in the servant of the Lord, Itatana Mfundisi Ernest Hwadi. And tonight we are just looking at the crossing of the Red Sea, some of the things that Israel did under the leadership of Moses. Because you know what? Each and every person must have a mentor. Someone whom you become accountable to. That's why we prefer that as children of God, you must have a local church where you know, this is my home, where I fellowship. Ikaya ra mina. Right? So that you should know what to do and to be taught scriptures within a particular space. So, Pastor Ernest Hwadi will be teaching us and educating us about the crossing of the Red Sea. Now, living a victorious life is possible, not on our own strength. No. I suppose you know, good prayer plays a vital role. Worship and praise, proclaiming, speaking out the promises of God that pushes away darkness. And I'm going to bring in the servant of the Lord now. But there is a song that I'm going to play for just welcoming. When we say we welcome the servant of the Lord, there should be a song that we play. Let's hear what Pastor Ernest Wadi says. But before that, let me play this one. So maholwana, bayete. Then we bring in the conversation for tonight.
Where hope and faith thrive. Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882 and OpenView 607. Also follow us on our social media, download our app and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
Let Christ inspire your day. Radio Pulpit 657 AM, bringing the Word of God to you.
Well, my family, we have started the show with good songs of worship. As always, you know that when it comes to music, music connects us with the Lord, and we love good songs of worship on intimate moments. It is my pleasure as well going forward with the show to bring in Tatana Mfundisi Ernest Wadi in the studio tonight on Intimate Moments on a Thursday evening. Mfundisi, good evening and welcome.
A very good evening to you, Tatana Mashakeni. We really want to thank the Lord, and you know, God is always giving us the opportunity to speak and to teach His Word. And let me also take this time to pass my regards to all our brothers and sisters who are listening. And I'm saying, may the Lord God Almighty be with you and bless you.
Fantastic. That's how we say good evening, my family, wherever you are. Mfundisi Wadi is here in the studio. Mfundisi, the preaching of the gospel in our nation, it's very, very key. Why?
Yeah, remember, that is a command from the Lord. God has commanded that we should go out and preach His word. Remember, Ntate Mashakin, we are not supposed to preach my ideology or my teaching, but it is the word of the Lord that which we need to preach as the church. So that is very, very important. That's key. Preaching Christ crucified.
Love that, my family. In this world, Mfundisi, we have got the challenges that we go through.
Yeah.
It could be unemployment, family issues, children who are disobedient.
Gender-based violence.
I love it, because yes, now you have caught the spirit of what we're talking about.
That's so true.
Challenges even ministerially.
That's so correct.
You find that perhaps the ministry is not growing as it should. Siblings are fighting. They don't see eye to eye. It is only the word of God that addresses that. What is it that the Lord has laid in your heart, perhaps to address these issues that we mentioned?
Dr. Mashakeni, as you mentioned, some of these challenges and this, you know, are some of the social problems that which we are dealing with, and we, you know, are going to be addressing them as the Lord leads us. We are going to focus tonight in the crossing of the Red Sea by the children of Israel. We will look into that story from the book of Exodus chapter 14. We can take it from verse number 1. Our focus is going to be from verses 1 until verses 31. As we look into that story, Ntate Mashakeni, we will see the problems that the children of Israel encountered. And as we go through that story, because the crossing of the Red Sea is a faith-affirming event in the Bible. And as I indicated, to see, it is found in the book of Exodus, chapter number 31. This story marks the movement when God is restoring and saving or even delivering the Israelites miraculously. And at that time, the children of Israel were in Egypt. Now, the story, according to chapter 14, Pharaoh is pursuing after the children of Israel. You know, the Bible teaches us that after letting the Israelites go, Pharaoh changed his mind and he chased them with his army. And the Israelites, they are now finding themselves being trapped between Pharaoh's forces and the Red Sea. Now you can see the predicament at that time because they are now experiencing so many challenges. They find themselves being trapped. When they look back, they see Pharaoh's army is coming towards them, and when they look at the other side, they only see the Red Sea. And obviously, in their mind, their understanding, they see nothing else but death. They are convinced to say, we are now going to die. And we see them complaining, even shouting to Moses, saying, you should have left us in Egypt. Aren't there graves in Egypt where we were supposed to be buried there? But now Moses is able to stand up, and as was instructed by God, the Lord said to Moses, stand to stretch your staff over the sea. And there, Ndati Mashakeni, we see what I can call a miracle of parting. Now, a miracle of parting, that's where a strong wind, the Bible tells us to say, a strong wind blew all the night, and it began to divide the waters and creating a dry ground for the Israelites to cross. You can see that this is a miracle way that God is also using to ensure that the children of Israel are able to part. I want us to look in Exodus chapter 14, verse number 1. Let me read up until verse number 4. Verse 1, it says, at Etham, the Lord said to Moses, tell the people of Israel to turn back and camp across from Pi Hahiron near Baal Zephon between Migdol and the Red Sea. The king will think they were afraid to cross the desert and that they were wandering around trying to find another way to leave the country. I will make the king stubborn again and he will try to catch you. Then I will destroy him and his army. People everywhere will praise me for my victory, and the Egyptians will know that I really am the Lord. Then the Israelites obeyed the word and camped where he told them. Now you can see as you read this passage of scripture to say, there is actually a powerful declaration there of faith when we look into the story of the Israelites. And there is a declaration here. And this declaration, it is the declaration that was done by the Israelites. And again, in Tatimashakin, we see God, because his word carries enduring truth, and also his word carries authority. Why am I saying that? Number one, it is because God is the God of his word, and his word prevails. The word of the Lord always prevails. In this story of the Israelites, as they are preparing themselves to cross the Red Sea, there were threats. And some of the threats is that the army of Pharaoh is going to apprehend the Israelites, and obviously with the intention to kill. But because God has spoken to Moses, and God had assured Moses to say, I am God who will deliver you from the hand of Pharaoh. God knew that the deliverance lies within his power. In other words, we are simply saying that Mashakeni, God is the God of his word, and his word will at all times prevailed. And he spoke to Moses, assuring him. And as he assures him, he wants Moses to take the children of Israel to camp at a certain place. And once they are camping there, God now begins to prepare them, and he begins to stir them to a point where they will realize that his word is final, and his word is actually, it is going to prevail. Now, that's why we say God's powerful word. It is the word that we as the church, we as his children, we need to abide by that word. And also, we need to continually declare, you know, the word of the Lord in all the situations that which we find ourselves in. The children of Israel, they see themselves being in a serious predicament. And the Bible tells us to say, when they look back, the army of Pharaoh was approaching. And when they look ahead, there is the Red Sea. Now, they are finding themselves to be trapped. But because God spoke a word to Moses, they really need to stand by that word, and they really need to exercise, you know, their faith to believe the word of God. Because we know for sure that the word of God will never return to the Lord void. Whatsoever that God speaks, it will happen. It will come through. No matter the threats that which we are experiencing, but we know that the word of the Lord will never return to him void.
Right. My family, that is powerful. Very powerful, Mfundisi.
Thank you so much, Ndate Mashakini.
Let's start there.
Yes.
The word of the Lord will not return back to the Lord void, because it prevails. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
We're going to start there. What an introduction, my family. We love it. We continue with the conversation, the crossing of the Red Sea.
Tune in. Grow in faith. Radio Pulpit 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Yongeza ilizwi lakho kweli lethu. Sikumamele yaye sifuna ukuva izimvo zakho. Ungathumela kugospel@radiopulpit.co.za okanye uthumele umyalezo wakho kuWhatsApp ku 082-657-2729.
Moving right along, my family, on Radio Pulpit. Darwin Hobbs. Nobody like Jesus on Radio Pulpit. Well, what an introduction, and what a way just to make us understand, Mfundisi Hwadi, what we're looking forward to tonight more and more. Because Sikomisha Blabula, Resemara Darwin Hobbs, nobody like Jesus, Iyesolo Iblablaka, Yena. No matter how dark the situation might be at the moment, because we are living in a fallen world. But we know that he's on our side. That's why it is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. So our confidence is in the Lord. We respect men. We honor men. We have that mutual understanding with men. That's why strive to be at peace with all men. But our trust is in the Lord always. Shikwembu will always finish what you have started. My family, Shikwembu in heaven will finish what you have started. And since, well, he started a good thing in your very own life, Be rest assured that his word will always prevail. His word will always prevail. The question is, do we believe the living word of God? Do we believe that? We're just going to hear, and Pastor Ereskwari will answer that question, you know, and by just reading from the book of Exodus, chapter 14, you know. I'm loving the conversation as well. My family, Ivawaka Chauke, here, Eka Mfundisi, as we continue with the show. Uri ngiyamthanda. Let's hear more. And the conversation continues on Intimate Moments. This is Radio Pulpit.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Well, we are just moving forward in with the servant of the Lord. And I'm going to thank you for reading, that passage of scripture and the crossing of the Red Sea. We see how the people of God were saved and the Lord prevailed. The question is, Marut, do we believe the living word of God that it will always prevail?
Okay, Ntate Mashakeni, thank you so much. Just to answer that question, I will refer to Exodus chapter 14, verse number 8. In verse number 8, the Bible tells us, it says, "The Lord made the king so stubborn that he went after them, even though the Israelites proudly went on their way. But the king's horses and chariots and soldiers caught up with them while they were camping by the Red Sea near Pi Hahiroth and Baal Zephon." Verse number 10 tells us to say, "When the Israelites saw the king coming with his army, they were frightened and begged the Lord for help." Now, your question, Dr. Mashakin, is that do we really believe that God is the God of his word? We do believe that God is the God of his word. It's just that at times, the Israelites, like in this case, they were faced with a challenge and they were so fearful. And when you study verse number 10, it tells us to say, when they saw the king coming with his army, they were really frightened and they begged the Lord. But now, at times, to be frightened does not really mean you are very scared. Being frightened or being fearful, there is, I believe, a positive side of being fearful or of being, frightened. And this moment where you, as the child of God, you are fearful or you are frightened at that moment may teach us that fear can really, draw us closer to the Lord. When you see danger approaching, obviously every person might be fearful, you might be threatened, but that fear can cause you to want to seek the face of the Lord, can cause you to want to pray more, can cause you to want to come closer to the Lord, And as you come closer to the Lord, God will hear you because God wants us to come closer to him. And we hear that, the Israelites, the Bible tells us to say, they began to cry out to the Lord in fear. They began to seek the face of the Lord. And having to cry to the Lord, having to seek the face of the Lord, may not necessarily mean to say it is a sign of weakness. It may not. But at times, it is a sign to say, I want to come close to the Lord, because as you come close to the Lord, you are being pushed by the circumstance that which you see, and you are remembering to say, by the way, in this situation that I'm finding myself to be, it is only the Lord who can come my way. It is only the Lord who can rescue me. It is only the Lord who can save me. And according to the Bible, in verse number 10, the book of Exodus chapter chapter 14, the Bible tells us to say, when the Israelites saw the king coming, when they saw him together with his army, obviously they knew that they are in trouble. But that fear made them to approach the throne of the Lord, made them to seek the face of the Lord. They cried out to God as the only help that which they have. And God, because he is the faithful God, never disappoint. God is always there. God made sure that he is there to protect them. He is there to cover them. He is there to free them from the challenge that which they are experiencing. Have you ever in your life, Ntate Mashakeni, you know, being pushed to the Lord by a situation? And at times, of course, you know, out of fear, out of being frightened, you know, you come to the Lord in prayer. You come to the Lord crying. You know that it is that fear that pushes you to come closer to the Lord. In your comfort zone at times, if there is no situation that is frightening you, we tend to relax as children of God.
I can imagine.
We tend to forget ourselves. But when the Israelites were facing the army, you know, Pharaoh's army, then they were frightened. They knew that the only help comes from the Lord.
I love that. I'm in conversation with the servant of the Lord on Intimate Moments, the Thursday edition on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Muruti, earlier on in your introduction, you spoke very well about this, that the word of the Lord will always prevail. You said I should also read Isaiah 55, verse number 11. So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. It shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in the thing for which I sent it. The question is, when we have situations and predicaments that you spoke about earlier on, do we basically believe scriptures that even in this situation, God will see us through? Let's have the conversation, Muruti, going forward.
Yes, Ntate Bashang, thank you so much. You know, that passage you just read now, it really confirms, even in the scripture, whereby we know that the word of the Lord will never return to the Lord being void. And once we, as the children of God, have that understanding, if we have that conviction, that kind of conviction can be an incredible anchor in our lives. And why am I saying an incredible anchor? Especially when everything else feels uncertain, the anchor, you know, provides stability to us. And the anchor, in this instance, we are talking about the Lord God Almighty, the one who created heaven and earth. You know, he is always by our side. Even when we feel, you know, uncertain, even when we feel we are, you know, compromised, even when there is, you know, challenges by our way, we know that the word of the Lord will never return to him void. Whatsoever that God said in his word will come to pass. Anything, the promises that which he promised us, they will come to happen. And that's why I'm saying, if we commit ourselves to the Lord, and we know that, you know, we are having and holding on to the word of the Lord, there is nothing that can really shake us. The Bible also teaches us to say we need to have faith in the Lord despite of the challenges and the situations that which we find ourselves in. And that kind of conviction, that Mashakin, as I indicated, can be very incredible, you know, an incredible anchor, especially in our lives. You know, an anchor, remember, it really gives us support. or is a sense of security, you know, in an uncertain situation. And if we have the Lord by our side, we know that we have the security that which we want as the children of God. And it is really uplifting to reflect on, you know, how the Lord can really strengthen us, you know, and give us hope in a hopeless situation, and also give us the purpose, or to make us to understand the purpose why we are here. He's able to strengthen us at all times.
I love the issue, anchor, something that holds the boat, you know, well, so that it should not be moved. So we have that anchor. And you spoke about our faith in God. No wonder when Jesus had the conversation, or he was, you know, having the talk with the enemy, he says, "It is written, it is written, you will bow down only to the Lord your God." He was basically using the word of the living God. So it is our, you know, our standpoint today, that we can also believe that our Red Sea shall be moved, stumbling blocks shall be moved, fear shall be moved, because it does not return back to the Lord void, the word of the living God.
That's so true, Tate Mashakeni. All the challenges, all the stumbling blocks that which we face, that which we encounter, will always be removed because God is on our side. And I want to challenge us, Ndate Mashakin, I want to challenge the church to say, despite, it doesn't matter what you are going through, what matters is the faith that which you have in the Lord, to say, because I believe that God is always by my side, even when I'm facing these challenges, God will see me through. There is no challenge big enough to, you know, overcome us, but God is always on our side to even give us, you know, a doorway to be able to move, to be able to go. I like, you know, there is another passage of scripture, where the Lord was telling Moses to say, tell the Israelites to move. You know, we need to move. And when we move in faith. When we move, we are not moving alone. We are moving with God on our side.
The conversation continues, my family, intimate moments on a Thursday evening, Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. When we move by faith, allowing as well the Holy Spirit. We are going to talk more, you know, the role of the Holy Spirit into our very own life as we move by faith.
Listen to Radio Pulpit 657 AM for a godly perspective on day-to-day events.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729, and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Tapelo ya musiami inonofile go dira tsedigolo fa ile ya tloafalo ka kopo tswella go rapella Radio Pulpit le tiro e re dirang mo lefaseng la Afrika Borwa le kontle ganaga.
We allow the music to do the talking. Spirit of praise. Moyo ngwele on Intimate Moments, Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. Thank you so much for joining us. We are at 657 AM, www.radiopulpit.co.za. Nakabeka DSTV channel audio book 882. Good music, good songs of worship. We stand before the Lord Jesus Christ today. Hey, we are preserved. Ihlayisekile. We are pardoned. Hi rivaleriwile. We are restored back into fellowship. That's why today we can clearly stand and clearly speak out and say we are appointed as well to preach the gospel of salvation. Regardless of the mountains that we face or the Red Seas that we face, thank God that God now is addressing those mountains and Red Seas. And as we play good music, the Holy Spirit is the one who knows how to do things. The Holy Spirit is the one who knows how to navigate this journey with us. My family, we're still going to play good music. Now, we are where we are because grace has availed itself. Musa, Musa, Musa. Akuna loyi anga tikurisaka emahlweni ka Xikwembu aku mina na tiba. No, a hi tivi nchumu. I Musa wa Xikwembu lowu nga kona eka hina vana va Xikwembu lava nga hlantswiwa hi ngati ya xinyimpfana. When you buy something, they will tell you terms and conditions. The terms and condition of our lives is found in the living word of God. And when God speaks, hi yimisa mavoko, hi ku impela Xikwembu xa hina, wa vulavula. Thapelo duma.
Tune in to God's Grace. Radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.